Page 24. How not to use a smartphone. Technology should help you, not hurt you. Today's smartphones can do almost anything instantly, but like all tools, they should be used wisely. So here is a list of problematic habits that smartphone users should avoid. Ignoring your surroundings. Imagine you're rushing through a crowded subway station, late for an appointment. Suddenly, someone is blocking your way, walking very slowly, drifting back and forth, fiddling with their smartphone. You probably feel annoyed, but do you ever do the same thing? For the sake of others and for your own safety, put the phone away while walking. Recording people without permission. It may be tempting to snap a picture or take a video when you see someone who looks different. But recording people's daily lives can be rude and hurtful. If you want a picture, ask for permission. Your friends may not mind you taking pictures of them, but make sure you ask before posting anything that could be embarrassing online. Displaying their mistakes for the world to see is sure to hurt your friendship. And once pictures are posted, they're impossible to remove. Disconnecting from people. Smartphones are great tools for communication, except when they replace personal interaction. It's not uncommon to see people sitting together, not speaking, but staring silently at their smartphones. Real friendships require face-to-face interaction. Facial expressions and body language express far more than words or emoticons. What you focus on reflects your priorities. Interrupting a conversation to check your phone implies that the person you're with is less important than your messages. Missing experiences. If you're at a special event, don't let your phone become a distraction. Turn it off or use the silent mode so everyone can fully enjoy the experience. Stifling your creativity. With your smartphone always available, you always have something to do. But that may not be a good thing. Some say that unused time is necessary for creative thinking. So, resist the impulse to spend every spare moment with your phone. Instead, see what great ideas you can think up. By avoiding these habits, you can be sure your smartphone is helping, not hurting you. Word bank. Problematic. Rachel's computer difficulties have been very problematic for her. Fiddle. Alex spent all afternoon fiddling with the computer he was building. Tempting. Those chocolate chip cookies are tempting, but I'm on a diet. Embarrass. Frank made an embarrassing mistake during his speech. Disconnect. Chelsea tried not to disconnect from her family while she was traveling. Interaction. Interaction with their parents is important for young children. Imply. This email Josh sent me implies that he needs our help. Stifle. Jesse stifled her anger and tried to respond calmly to Joelle's question. More information. Body language. Emoticon. Talk about it. Have you ever been affected by someone doing any of the things in the article? Explain. Have you ever had a problem because of something you did with an electronic device? What happened? What other bad habits do people have that involve their smartphones?